Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, we're dealing with Divine Healing, Part 3. The topic within this subject today is called The Traditions of Man. As I said in the first part of these messages, it is important to know that the Word of God is the foundation that we use in the healing ministry. The Word of God is absolute truth, a final authority. It is important that we have this in our heart, in our spirit man, because when we come up against the traditions of man, we need the traditions of man that we're being taught to can be compared to something that's greater, a greater truth, which is the Word of God. Therefore, when I have the Word of God beside me and I see something from a tradition, I can check to see whether it's a lie or whether it's a truth. In the last part of Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, we read, "Thus you have made the commandment of God or the Word of God to no effect by your tradition." In other words, by the tradition of man, we've neutralized the Word of God if we believe the tradition. Jesus did not operate in the traditions of man. That's why they hated him. Jesus operated under the Father, under the Father's will. He didn't listen to man. He didn't operate in the traditions of man. Jesus was the extension of his Father's will on the earth. And we know that because Jesus said, "I only do the will of my Father. I don't do my will, I do his will. And the works that I do, the Father in me, he does the works." If you receive and respect the traditions of man more than the Word of God, you will not receive much from God. There is no faith in traditions of men, and grace comes by faith to us. The traditions of men will only help you die young. There are many traditions that sound good, but they're backed by religion and tradition, and they put you in a neutral position so you don't fight that problem, you don't fight that disease with the Word of God, but you just simply accept it and believe God is using it to teach you something or he's getting the glory from you suffering. Let me say something there too. When people see you suffering and they believe that your God is allowing you to suffer, why would they want to get born again? They would say, "No, if your God allows you to suffer, I don't want your God. I want a God who heals me." You can recognize the errors in the tradition of man because the traditions will put you in a state of non-resistance towards Satan. Satan is the author of sickness and disease, and God wants you to resist sickness and disease. The Bible actually says, "Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you." What God is saying is, submit yourself to God or submit yourself to the Word of God, resist sickness and disease, resist the works of the devil, and he will flee from you. Please remember the scripture in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus said, "I've come that they may have life and in the overflow or abundantly." The traditions of man have been placed in the body of Christ or in the thinking of the believer to neutralize the believer to having victory. Satan does not want the believer to have victory over sickness and disease. That's why he constructs and puts into the body of Christ the traditions of man, which are of man and not of God. Let me now give you another translation from the Amplified Bible, Matthew chapter 15, verse 6. "For your sake of your traditions, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the Word of God, depriving it of its force and authority, and making it of no effect." Quite clearly, we see in the Amplified Version here, it says that you have listened to the rules handed down by your forefathers, and because of that, you have made the Word of God to no effect, depriving it of its force and its authority, because you are listening to the Word of man and not the Word of God. Therefore, that's why it's so important to have the Word of God on the inside of your heart, that you can compare it at any time with what you're being told or taught through any person or any institution. When we study the Word of God from the Old Testament and the Word of God from the New Testament, and we also study the ministry of Jesus Christ in healing, we will quite quickly see the traditions of man that are opposite to the Word of God. Jesus was the express will of God put on the earth to show us healing, to show us how it works, to show the truth about healing, and also to expose the lies of men and the deceptions of men and the traditions of men. One last thing I want to say is this. In the evangelistic ministry, healing is a great tool. When an evangelist is preaching the gospel and he calls for healing, and people see the healing power of God manifested or become real during that meeting and they're not born again, that opens up the door to their heart to say, God must be real. Then I want God in my life. That's why Satan also tries to neutralize the healing belief with traditions of man. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. The next message will actually go into common religious traditions and give you some examples. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless you. Bye-bye.